Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host, and I'm one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, TV show as well. We are on YouTube. That's right. You that are in the Toronto area, and unfortunately, I can't go farther as New York. You like to be on the show, on the TV show, let us know. Send an email at show@lizzyt.com, and we'd love to have you on the show. I have an amazing guest with us today, and we are live, as you all know. It is 12 o'clock Toronto time, and I am happy to report that some of you have followed me, and I put some stuff on social media. Our snap has finally gone. None of minus 30 and 29 and 19, doesn't matter. As long as it goes minus one, we already feel in it. And some of you are probably wondering, well, you are Canadian by now. Believe it or not, the older you get, the harder it is to get used to it. But it is plus two right now, so I'm very, very happy for that. And thank you so much for joining us. I will take a couple of minutes of your time, as I always do, just to thank you. I do have so many people to thank, and I know that it sounds repetitive, but right now we have new people that we have to thank. First, Tasha Brachmahan, which is the sponsor, one of the official sponsors for the show. Their contribution is amazing, so thank you so much. Without you, the show could not be possible. Natasha is a financial consultant. Into getting yourself into a new home and you can't afford via the regular ways, you can always contact Natasha. We'll have her commercial just coming up in a little while. Also, they had their 10th anniversary gala. And I'm saying gala. It was breathtaking. The dresses, the tuxedo, the food, the entertainment, the comedy. My was out of this world, and we were honored as the show for the day, for the evening. So thank you so much, Natasha. Also, I have to thank Allison Harvey for Woman on Fire. As some of you know, I have been nominated for Business of the Year 2018. Yes, and the gala is happening in April 2018. So thank you so much for nominating me. I'm not sure if I'm the winner. And some of you know that I cover that event every year. This is going to be my fourth year, which I've covered this event. But this particular year, I'm actually one of the nominees. I will continue to cover the event, though. That's not stop me. But I am possible winner. And honestly, it will be nice to win, but I think other women are as more deserving as myself. So thank you so much for nominating, and I'm looking forward to the gala. Also, right after the interview, we have our musical section, right? Right, because what is a radio show without music? So we have a 20, 25-minute give or take. We never really – my counter is telling me that it's time to wrap up. But anyhow, we do have our musical section. So if you are interested in us playing your song right after we interview our amazing guest, send us your email or your MP3 rather at
Okay, everyone. So I apologize about that. It looks like we're having a bit of technical difficulties, and I was playing Andra Goodman song, which is a Canadian artist here. So we'll continue on with the show. We will play more of the music later on. But let me start with my guest. I am very honored and privileged to have with us artist Sean Casey, and he is all the way from the States. Very honored to have you here. Sean Casey has worked the better half 15 years learning how to create and make films and music, and now is working many, many projects. And I wanted to ask him, what is that about? I mean, I know a lot of artists, I know a lot of people in the industry, and obviously helping artists and helping the work that they do is very, very important. You are an instrument to artists in all around the world, especially in the States. If I'm not mistaken, he is from LA. So welcome him to the show with a wonderful hello, hello, and good afternoon, or I assume it's morning for you in Las Vegas. Is that where you are right now?
Yes.
Okay. Is it morning, afternoon? What time is there?
It's about 9 o'clock right now.
Okay. Really early in the morning for an artist like yourself. Okay, so let's get started, Sean. Let my audience know what prompted you. What was your desire? How this all came about? I mean, you look young. If you guys are looking at his picture on social media, he's a very young fellow. But what triggered this idea of starting helping artists in your area?
I like stories. I guess that's the real base when it comes to me is like I love stories. You know, like whether it's music or film or you know novels or anything where I can learn something about you know whether it's about life or about people. You know, I love to learn about what people enjoy and stories. You know, from a writer's concept, they tell a little bit about people, you know, even the storyteller, you get to learn a little bit about the storyteller and what they enjoy.
That is pretty cool. Storytelling is definitely an art, and it looks like you have mastered it. But how old were you? I mean, you are probably in your 30s, late 20s. How old were you when you decided, wow, this is what I love to do? I fell in love with the musical that I saw, or I love the way this video was put together. How old were you when this became your life, became your interest, became your career?
I started writing stories when I was about 13, 14 years old, and I just gradually started learning different ways to tell stories, whether it was through short stories or film writing, writing songs. So I always wanted to dabble in any area I had the opportunity to write. That was really where my passion went. And so, like, whether it was music or a film or plays or reading a TV script or, you know, reading about different producers or history, you know, anything I could get a hold of, whether it was writing or reading, I wanted to try to soak it up.
That is very, very cool. Was there anybody in particular that called your attention or somebody that you saw that this is who I aspire to be or this is who I want to grow up to be like?
I'm influenced by a lot of different people from music like James Brown and the Supremes to punk rock bands like Rancid or Bad Religion, hip-hop artists like Tupac and Trick Daddy and DMX to filmmakers like Martin Scorsese and Tim Burton. So it's a very broad range of different people that I've tried to learn from, tried to mimic, tried to learn their techniques and apply them for my own skill sets.
Yeah, those are big names. You have big shoes to fill in, but I'm definitely believe that you're capable. You're young, you have your whole life in front of you, and there is definitely a lot of room for improvement and room to growth. So, wow, you were 14 and 13 when you thought that this is your niche, this is what you wanted to do. Anybody in particular that you, are you a single right now, or do you sing, do you rap, do you do any of that? Are you a particular kind of look for people that have that gift and you want to develop it?
So I focus mostly on making hip-hop music. My second album just released on the 28th. It's The Ideas of a Madman. I'm finishing up post-production right now on my first feature film, which is called Execution by Contract. The stars that are in that are Mark Justinus and Clay Tremble. So it's a few different avenues that I'm looking at. I'm also trying to produce a kid's book and trying to put together my first comic book series.
Wow. I am just tired of listening to all of that. That is incredible. So you have a single that you're launching on the 28th of February. You have a movie, Execution, that is coming up. Book, children's book. How do you encompass all this? And where do you have time? Do you actually sleep?
I sleep. I tell everybody the same thing. The secret to getting over being tired is staying tired. I constantly work. I work as a DJ full-time here in Las Vegas and travel a bit, doing video work and photography work and DJ work as well.
That's incredible. That means to me that you have definitely a lot of inspiration and a lot of this is your thing, and you definitely don't want to give it up, and you don't want to, you want to be able to be the best at it and doing that. So when is children's book? I'm curious, because this is completely different to everything else that you've been doing. How did that come about, children's book? It takes a really special person, and I'm not saying you're not, to write a children's book. I've interviewed several children's author, and they all have a story behind it. What's yours?
It all boils down to wanting to tell a story, and I came up with the idea of basically just trying to get the attention of kids, and the idea of basically just a simple idea of approaching just life, I guess you could say. I read a lot of children's books to kind of get a concept and understand what children's books were. I drew on a lot of classes that I took in college as far as psychology and understanding people. And it was just, honestly, it's a challenge that I wanted to take on and try and be like, okay, let's see if this is something that I work well at. And if I don't work well, well, where can I improve later on?
That is really cool. And obviously there is need, if there is a teaching, if there is an example, or, you know, nowadays social media, bullying on social media, trying to become themselves, all those things are very relative and very important in today's society. And you probably have something going right now, especially for kids. It is very, very important to have an example. And I can see you are being a really good example to kids and to youth and to teenagers. They're probably getting mixed up with things. And music is definitely, or art is one of the best way of getting them involved other than other things. So the theme of the show, Sean, is tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. And you already given me anything new. My goodness, like I'm telling you, the book and the movie and all that. But for people that are listening to us all over the world, and we do have about 58 countries that signed up to our show, where can people find you, and how can you help them? Do you help new starting artists? Are you promoting your songs through a website? Where can people find you?
So you can find both of my albums on anywhere from iTunes to Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, pretty much all the major platforms my album is on. Both my new album, The Ideas of a Madman, and my album that came out about a year ago, The Reconstruction of Sean Casey. My film will be out probably later on this year. Roughly about April or May, and that'll be featured on Amazon and iTunes for streaming.
Phenomenal. So we will have the links, everyone, on our social media, LizaTeach.com, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and where else are we? And obviously, this show will be transcribed to our YouTube channel as well. So if you would like to get in touch with this fellow, and definitely check iTunes, we will have the links for you there as well. Now, are you considering right now touring within North America? We get a lot of musicians from the States here in Toronto. Is this something that you are considering touring after the 28th, which is the big release date?
Yeah, so I'm going to be looking at touring a few cities here in the U.S. I'm looking at possibly being able to tour sometime next year in New Zealand and Australia. And right now, with Canada and the northern parts of Europe, we're looking into possibly touring as well sometime next year, though.
Well, Sean, let us know, because we will love to promote you, and we will love to, you know, if you're in Toronto, to see and do a video show with you, an interview video, so people can actually see your pretty face. I mean, I have pictures of that I've gotten from you from social media, from Facebook, and I'm telling you guys, you will not be disappointed. Now, the music, you have, you mentioned you have a lot of great inspiration. How do you get, for people that are watching you all, or listening to you all over the world, and they're wondering, wow, you know, Sean looks like he has it all together. He's managing to release the song on the 28th, a single rather, write a book, a video, and all that. I mean, I want to do that. They're asking to themselves, but they're having difficulty. What would be your word of advice to somebody that is in Australia, which we do have a lot of Australia listeners, that they're having a hard time? What would be your word of encouragement to them?
A lot of people would tell you to stay positive and this and that, but the truth of the matter is, what a lot of artists, I guess, don't tell you, or people that don't work in music and in film don't, or fail to tell you, I guess, is come up with a game plan. You know, come up with a game plan, come up with a schedule. You know, commit yourself to the idea that, like every day I wake up, and I'm in the studio at about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I'm working, and I work until about 12 or 1 o'clock. And then I go out into town, and I go to one of the clubs, and I DJ all day long, all day or all night, depending on what the gig is. But be committed, stay focused on what you're doing, and be willing, I guess, I don't want to say don't be willing to fail, but at the same time, expect to fail from time to time. And when you fail, just make sure that you recognize it, you learn from it, and you make the right corrections to change it, you know, so that you don't fail next time around.
Love it. My goodness. I've had, and that, by the way, that deserves a huge applause, because I've heard a lot of things. But this, I have to be completely honest with you, Sean, and to you, the audience. You've listened to me for the last 4 years. And I love how he said, I don't want to do or say what everybody else tells you, which is the cliche stuff, you know, don't give up, blah, blah, blah. And it's so true. I mean, it applies to everything that you do. Come up with a game plan, number one. Love it. And it's so true because a lot of us have those dreams, but we don't have a game plan. It's not planned out. It's not on paper. It's just you're flying on the seat of your pants, and 90% of the time it's not going to work. And be committed. I mean, you look so many people that have done it a million times, and sometimes it doesn't work, and they tried a million and one. It is so true. It's hard to be committed to a dream because there's a lot more failures, which it brings me to number three, expect to fail. I'm trying to remember the name of this author, but if you don't get so many no's and if you don't get so much failure, it is too easy and you are probably going to give up sooner than later. So when you expect to fail, you know that this is not what I'm going to be doing, and it's going to be, I'm going to change my game plan, going back to number one, to have a better plan. This is awesome. This is awesome. Now, did you come up with this yourself? This is something that you learned throughout the history of you doing this?
Truth of the matter is it's a lot of trial and error. I'm more often than not, I have an education. But at the same time, most of everything I've learned in school, when I got into the real world to try to apply those rules, sometimes they just didn't work. And a lot of times I had to change them around. So a lot of what I've come to learn in life is from trial and error and experience.
And good for you that you're pursuing, that you're following your dream, that you're doing what you love to do. And you do have a game plan, so that's definitely halfway there. And this is phenomenal. You know what? I wanted to ask you, how do you see yourself in the next five, maybe not that far because you're young, you probably can't think of further than that, but in the next 3 years, how do you see yourself? What brings to mind, I mean, with all this work that you've put together, all this promotion, all this, it's hard work. I mean, you've put 150% in Aldo. How do you see yourself in the next 2-3 years? And I want you to think about this question because I need to cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hello, hello, everyone. I am back. And thank you so much, by the way. I forgot to mention Nature Nova. March camp, it is just around the corner. And for you summer schools or daycares or even March camp, contact Nature Nova. Amazing slideshow presentation all about nature. Let's get our kids out there cooked up in their home, but just doing things outdoors. So contact naturenova.ca for any information. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show, Nature Nova. So we're back, everyone. We are with Sean Casey, an amazing artist, young, go-getter. Definitely has a game plan. Love those three things. I'm going to keep it forever, everyone. And he gave us a lot of word of advice, and he has this dream, not just a dream, but the sensitivity of knowing what he wants in life. And I am curious to find out what he will be in another 2-3 years, because I've seen so many people in the last 4 years in our show, which started, I remember just an author just 3 years ago, very shy, couldn't get a word of her, and now she's written, at the time, just wrote one book, and now she's on her fifth book, international and bestseller, and that all came within 3 years, and big name here in Canada. And I was very honored to have her here. And now I see her signing books all over Chapters Indigo, which is our national place here too for big authors. So there you go. So how do you see yourself in the next 2-3 years, Sean? And definitely don't say that I said, but I think I see great thing, great potential, and a big name in the music industry as well.
Honestly, I just want to be able to keep doing what I'm doing, which is doing my films, doing my music, and just really enjoying what I'm doing. My real goal for the next 2-3 years is to grow my influence, grow my brand, and really just impact my fans the best I can, and make the best quality content for them to enjoy. That's job number one.
And good for you for keeping true to yourself and for having those goals. And now that you said it in the air, and now that you said it in the radio, this has been recorded forever. So you can play it back and listen to this, because it's going to remind you. One of the things that we tend to do always is forget. And I always listen to things that I've said, because especially when it's recorded, because that way you don't forget. So your website, it is sctproductions.net?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll have that for everybody to link to. If you would like to get in touch with Sean, please do so. You can always email me and I can pass it on to him, Sean Casey. And or my email is show@lizzyt.com. Sean, it's been an amazing pleasure to have you. I can't believe we only have 14 minutes left on the show. I will have to play a couple of love songs. Love for you to send me your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com. Love to play your stuff as well, and send me your MP3. All the best. It was great talking to you, and I appreciate you being here with us on your busy schedule, 9 o'clock in the morning. My goodness.
Thank you for having me.
It's my honor. It's my pleasure. All the best, and keep in touch. And that's it for now. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. This is awesome. It's so good to have a young entrepreneur, business, and go-getter, and focus, and with a game plan. Love that. So we'll continue on, everyone, with music, and we have a lot of artists. I'm hoping that I have enough time to go through all of them. The next one is Dejeuner. She is from the States, New York, if I'm not mistaken. She sent her MP3, and here's the song. Thank you so much.
to what you want to do. Grounding on the dick, baby, do what it do. Can't take my eyes off you. Feeling on my body like you know me. Baby girl, number one, you my trophy. Got a nigga feeling like it was a goalie. Gripping on your waist while you move slowly. Back to forward, forward, back, yeah. Ease your mind, you're right in time, yeah. Huh, won't you grind for me? Baby girl, won't you grind for me? Yeah, huh.
Eyes on me, it's just like you see me naked. Move to the left, move to the right, vibe right. I'ma get you love tonight. And as we move to the floor, you know I'ma put on the show. I'ma ride the boat, ride the boat. Work the middle, just a little. Tryna have a private party with your body. Moving on your wood, yeah, I feel the excitement. Everybody wants my body, but my body's wanting you. Everybody wants my party, but the party's here with you. Stick your key into my ignition. Let go of all your inhibitions.
I wanna lift you higher, higher.
And that was Hiya Miranda, everyone, with the song Higher. We have another song before we run out of time, and it is Motivated, and it's Mr. Walpy. Thank you so much for submitting your MP3.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind. Ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated. Yeah, I know you hate it, but you can't infiltrate it. Reasons why I'm doing what I do. What you know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing. I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough from start to the finish. Tough. My endurance come from watching mama. She ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated. I'm still going, still growing, still showing. I was made for this. Since a kid, I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list. No longer got the patience. Then my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. You really feel how I feel. Mr. B.A.D. been in the field. I'm facing bullets that will kill.
I don't see
but
no
I
red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated, so dedicated.
And that was Walt P, everyone. This is it. We are done for today. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We will be back soon with another show, another guest, another fantastic day. Make it a fantastic day. I'm the host and producer of the Listen P Show.
North American radio show. And now, worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do.